Back now with Day to Day. The recent death of movie star Heath Ledger should have put us all on notice. Even prescribed drugs can be really dangerous. Dr. Sidney Spiesel is a Yale Medical School professor. He joins us regularly on Day to Day. Sid, welcome back. There is a new study on this phenomenon of, what do you call it, fatal
medication errors. These are preventable, and these are errors that are caused by some mistake or some badness in the way prescription medications are given.
Well, there's been this huge study. I can't quite understand how they could go through so many death certificates. 50 million.
50 million, and this is the miracle of computers. The computers did a lot of the sorting for them.
So what are the conclusions of this, looking into fatal medication errors?
Well, in a 20-year period, they identified about 225,000 deaths altogether from this cause. And they looked to see whether these deaths occurred at home and whether they occurred in association with the use of alcohol or street drugs or not.
Do they come to general conclusions about this?
Yes. Over a 20-year period, there was a 500% increase in the death rate. Over that same period of time, if the prescription medications were combined with alcohol or street drugs, the home death rate was 3,200% as great in 2004 as in when the study began in 1993.
That's pretty alarming. What is it that accounts for this huge increase?
One thing is that during this period of time, there was a dramatic decrease in the length of hospital stays. As there were shorter stays, we would send people home on more and more potent medications like painkillers without the kind of supervision that people get in a hospital. Another thing is that we now have a huge collection of drugs that we can give people, and we give people a lot of different drugs, and that often leads to confusion about what drugs can be taken together, what drugs can't be taken together.
What is it you would say? I mean, what kind of precautionary measures can people use?
I think that docs in general need to be more careful about how they prescribe and probably need to be not so casual about giving so many medications at one time. But I think that another thing is very subtle, and that is that patients need to be guided away from the sense that every complaint or every symptom requires a treatment.
Dr. Sid Spiesel talking here about this new study on fatal medication errors, a bigger problem than people had thought.